No monk is better than Lutze at finding the time and the place. Some who did not know might say, what is this way that gives him so much power? And they would be told, it is the way of Mrs. Marietta Cosmopolite, 3 Quirm Street, Ankh-Morpork. Rooms to rent very reasonable. No, we don't understand it either. Some subsendential rubbish, apparently. Tick. Lutze listened to the senior monks while leaning on his broom. Listening was an art he had developed over the years, having learned that if you listened hard and long enough, people would tell you more than they thought they knew.
Soto is a good field operative, he said at last. Weird, but good.
The fall even showed up on the mandala, said Rinpo. The boy knew none of the appropriate actions. Soto said he'd done it reflexively. He said he thought the boy was as close to null as he has ever witnessed. He had him put on a cart for the mountains within the hour. He then spent 3 whole days performing the closing of the flower at the Guild of Thieves, where the boy had apparently been left as a baby.
The closure was successful.
We authorized the runtime of 2 procrastinators. Perhaps a few people will have faint memories, but the guild is a large and busy place.
No brothers, no sisters, no love of parents. Just the Brotherhood of Thieves, said Lutze sadly.
He was, however, a good thief.
I'll bet. How old is he?
16 or 17, it appears.
Too old to teach, then?
The senior monks exchanged glances.
We cannot teach him anything, said the master of novices. Hey!
Lutze held up a skinny hand.
Let me guess. He knows it already.
It's as though he's being told something that had momentarily slipped his memory, said Rinpo. And then he gets bored and angry. He's not all there, in my opinion.
Lutze scratched in his stained beard.
Mystery boy, he said thoughtfully. Naturally talented.
And we ask ourselves, wanna potty poo? Why now? Why at this time? Said the abbot, chewing the foot of a toy yak.
Ah, but is it not said there is a time and place for everything? Said Lutze. Anyway, reverend sirs, you have taught pupils for hundreds of years. I am but a sweeper.
Absent-mindedly, he stuck out his hand just as the yak left the fumbling fingers of the abbot and caught it in mid-air.
Lutze, said the master of novices, to be brief, we were unable to teach you, remember? But then I found my way, said Lutze.
Will you teach him, said the abbot? The boy needs to find himself.
Is it not written, I have only one pair of hands? Said Lutze.
Rinpo looked at the master of novices. I don't know, he said. None of us ever see this stuff you quote. Still looking thoughtful, as if his mind were busy elsewhere, Lutze said,
it can only be here and now, for it is written, it never rains but it pours.
Rinpo looked puzzled, and then enlightenment dawned.
A jug, he said, looking pleased. A jug never rains but it pours.
Lutze shook his head sadly.
And the sound of one hand clapping is a clck, he said. Very well, your reverence. I will help him find a way. Will there be anything else, reverend sirs?
Tick. Lobsang stood up when Lutze returned to the anteroom, but he did it hesitantly, embarrassed at appearing to show respect.
Okay, here are the rules, said Lutze, walking straight past. Word one is, you don't call me master, and I don't name you after some damn insect. It's not my job to discipline you, it's yours. 4, it is written, I can't be having with that kind of thing. Do what I tell you, and we'll get along fine, all right?
What? You want me as an apprentice? Said Lobsang, running to keep up.
No, I don't want you as an apprentice, not at my age, but you're gonna be, so we both better make the best of it, okay?
And you will teach me everything?
Oh, I don't know about everything. I mean, I don't know much forensic mineralogy, but I will teach you all that I know that is useful to you to know, yes.
When?
It's getting late.
At dawn tomorrow?